Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. It's 6:30 p.m. here on the East Coast. Wednesday night, we are halfway through, more than halfway through the work week, and I hope everyone's having a great week, and hopefully everyone's got some good plans going on for the weekend. We've got some great weather right now. I mean, the high is close to the mid-70s, I believe, today here on in New York. Joining me today, hopefully soon, will be Mr. Wilho Sari, Cantala player. This is part four of the extended five-part series that we're doing with Wilho, and the show itself has been amazing to be a part of. Honestly, you know, he's been performing live on air every episode. Been performing beautiful songs that he plays. And it's just been incredible. So hopefully we can get him back on the line. And he is actually out of Washington, I believe. So let's just give him a minute and see if we can track him down for tonight's show. Again, this is part four with Wilho Sari. And Wilho,
hey.
Wilho, welcome to the show.
Yes.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
All right. Well, it's great to have you back on. And again, we want to welcome you to CMC Radio. This is, as I mentioned, part four of the five-part series. So we got you back on for one more episode after this, thankfully. And Wilho, why don't you just familiarize everybody very briefly with your background, where you kind of came from, when you started playing the cantala, and, you know, what you've been up to.
Okay. Thank you. My name is Wilho Sari. My friends call me Willie. And I was born in Nacelle, Washington, at the southwest corner of Washington State, in a small community that at that time it was basically a Finnish community. It had three churches and they were all basically Finnish: a Congregational Church, Lutheran Church, and Assembly of God Church. And about in the 40s, it seemed like the church services started changing to English. I graduated from high school in Nacelle in 1950 in a class of 18 students. No one from this class went to college. I was at home farming, milking cows, and after 2 years talking with a music group, I decided I would go to college for a year and see what it's all about. So glad I went. I went to Glad Tidings Bible Institute in California.
Okay.
Yes.
And how was that?
I was involved in the music there. I played the trumpet at the time. And then from there I went to Northwest Bible College in Seattle, and I got my BA in sacred music. After that, I went to Seattle Pacific for 2 years and obtained a BA in teaching. In 1957, I married Kaisa Kankkunen, a girl from Finland, who was spending a year in Nacelle. In 58, we went to Brooklyn, Washington, small community from in the southwest corner of the state, where I taught grades 5 and 6 for a half day, and the other half I taught. I had a band and a chorus and a typing class. From there, we went back to Seattle, where I taught for 6 years, grade six, and my wife Kaisa went through college, and she majored in Spanish, and she got her 4 years at Seattle Pacific, and then 2 years at the University of Washington, she got her master's in Spanish. After Kaisa graduated, we with two children, 3 and 7, went to teach in a mission school in Liberia for 3 years. From there, we returned to Nacelle, where I taught 23 years in a teenage prison, and Kaisa taught 25 years in the Nacelle High School, Spanish, German, and Finnish.
What'd you guys do?
Well, we've been retired over 20 years, both of us. And my dad played the cantile. It was almost every night after work, but it was Dad's thing.
Mm-hmm.
And 14 years after he died, I had to see if an old dog could learn new tricks. I took up his cantile, and I got so hooked on it right then. I was 50 years old at the time, and I knew how he played it, so it wasn't hard for me to learn to play it.
And what was it most about it that you really found so enjoyable?
Well, it made such neat music, nice, neat sounds.
Uh-huh.
And I just couldn't leave it alone. And since I was already retired, I had lots of time to work at it. I'm a fifth generation cantile player. My daughter is a sixth generation. And our great grandmother in Finland was probably the best known cantile player in the 1800s. Her name was Greta Haapasalo, and also known as Cantile Greta. She raised a family of 11 children and basically supported the family by going about playing the cantile. She played in Russia for the Tsar's children, played in Sweden and throughout Finland. There is a statue of her in Finland, so when I go to Finland, I go and stand by her statue and have my picture taken. Yeah, so.
And how often do you go over to Finland?
Well, I haven't gone now for a few years, but I've been there, I would almost guess 4 or 5 times. One time we went with a cantile group to play the cantile mass. There were about 10-12 of us players from here, and we played in 6-7 churches over there.
Wow. And as far as when you're performing live, Wilho, I'm curious, what's the general feeling that you get? I mean, obviously, it sounds good, right? I mean, you've been playing for a very long time. Do you enjoy, performing in front of people?
Yes, I do. And I have to change. It depends on the kind of audience I have as to what kind of music I play. In church, of course, I would play church music. If it's a Finnish church, I would play heavily in Finnish tunes.
Right.
And there are places where I would play folk music if it wasn't in a church setting. And if there are young children there, I try to aim the music to their level.
That's very cool. So you can play a bunch of different songs for a lot of different types of people.
Right. I usually aim for the kind of audience that I have as to what I play.
Very nice. Go ahead.
And many of the places where I play, people have never heard the kantele before. And for them, it's a new, practically a new experience.
And so what do you tell people when they ask you, you know, what they can expect from the kantele? What type of instrument is it?
Well, I tell them that this is Finland's national instrument, considered the national instrument.
Right.
And
but what does it resemble? I mean, it's like a guitar, right?
Well, the kantele is kind of a triangle shape, and it has wood base underneath and on top, and the one I use mostly is 36 strings, and some people play with the harp, with the kantele on their lap, but I almost always use a real low table, like 16, 18 inches high, and I play the, on that kind of a setting.
Right.
There are small kanteles too, five stringers. Sometimes I will go to the grade school and teach the fourth graders. Maybe teacher will give me eight students, and I'll take a whole six, eight, five string kanteles and teach them on that. And there are 10 string kanteles, 18 string, 28, 36. My daughter's is, I think, 39 strings.
Now, what does the extra strings give you? What kind of opportunities musically can you do with that?
Well, it gives more bass notes and gives high notes, so you can use notes way down there, and then you can go, you can up, go up, way up the ladder.
Very cool,
notes.
All right. Nice. So, how often have you been performing in front of people recently?
Recently, I haven't been playing very many places. I'm mostly at home writing music. Right now, I think I have about 176 pieces that I've played that I've written this year, and that's just for the almost 5 months so far. So right now I'm pretty close to getting a tune a day.
Wow.
I write the music in the key of G. Then with a computer, it's easy to, I write the music also then in two sharps in the key of D and also in the key of C. So I have for several years all my music written in three different keys.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The computer helps to do that easily.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And so as far as what you have, I mean, with all these songs, what do you plan on doing with all the songs that you've written now?
Well, the songs I've written right now, pretty much I just put them up on the shelf. Six years ago, a lady in Finland, Arja Kastinen, offered to put my music into a book. She put 365 pieces into this book of my tunes, and she gave the book's name Tune a Day. So 365, that technically it's two in a day for the year. And
wow.
And she got this book all set up.
That's very cool. That's really cool.
And currently I have two CDs that I have. One is Vilhon Vintiltä. Vilho is my name in Finnish. Vinti is attic in Finnish. So
right.
These are my own tunes from my attic, from my head. They're my own tunes. Plus the last tune is a tune of my great-great-grandmother's that most everyone in Finland knows, so I finish with that. Then the other CD is Kantila Songs of Praise, Finnish and English church music. I'm hoping to still make a CD, Kantila CD of Christmas music, but I don't have that ready yet.
So you're looking to release it around Christmas time, you think?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure when we'll get it done, but hopefully.
Yeah, definitely.
In the near future.
Very cool. I mean, and your goal typically is to write a song every day, right? At least.
That's what I do, to keep busy at home.
This is retirement.
Keeps me out of keeps me out of trouble. Yeah.
And so, Wilho, I don't know if you have anything that you'd like to play for us a bit for now, because we do have about 11 minutes left in the show, and we always love when you're able to play us a bunch of songs here.
Okay, I can do that. I will start with I will do one of my own pieces, Livakat Live. It's on my CD.
All right,
I'll
great.
I'll go ahead with it.
Okay. And everybody, this is Wilho Saari. Very nice. Very nice, Wilho.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Is that something new, or how long have you had that song for?
No, that was written in, 2001, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a few years back. The next one is The name of it is Me and My Roadie. It was written in 2004.
Again, well, very, very good stuff. Very nice. It's such a pretty instrument. That's the best way that I can describe it. It's very soothing.
Thank you. And the next one is another one.
Go ahead.
Yes. The next one is another one of my tunes. I gave it the name St. Urho's Waltz.
All right. What was the name of that song?
That one was St. Urho's Waltz.
Now, that was an original?
Yes, it was written in 2001, I believe.
Very cool, very cool. And how do you come up with some of these names for the songs?
Most of my songs are just a Roman numeral and a number. Like this last one I played was 3 X's, so that's 30-8. It was the eighth song in that particular book.
Very cool.
Most of my music is just a number. I'll play some other tunes here that you might recognize.
Okay, great. And we have only 5 minutes left here in tonight's show, but again, I do want to remind everybody we are bringing Wilho back on for another show next Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m.
Thank you. next one is a Finnish song. Riemuin Jumalalle laulan, I sing my praise to the Lord.
Thank you, Will. That was great again.
I'll do Mun Kanteleni. This is a song written by my great-great-grandmother.
Okay, great.
Most everyone in Finland know this particular song. Mun Kanteleni, My Harp.
Well, Wilho, thank you so much. We've thoroughly enjoyed having you on the program tonight. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but we will have you back on next Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m., all right?
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you again next week, the same time, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, and everybody, thanks for listening to CMC Radio. This is Rob May saying we'll see you soon. Have a great night, everybody.